They just wrote an editorial in the Jewish Week that no one is Nizer anymore in Yom Yerushalayim. It lost its significance. He makes up whatever he wants. The Jewish Week, he makes up.
You said Hallel. Sure. People walked out.
Same as Yom Ha'atzmaut.
Not only Hallel, but the same like Rosh Hashanah, but they were dancing like Rosh Hashanah.
There's a lot to dance for. Since Shavuos is coming up the end of the week, so I'd like to speak a little bit on Inyanei Limud HaTorah, Kabbalas HaTorah. The pasuk says in Chumash that Bnei Yisrael said with great excitement, Nasa v'Nishma, Kol Hom Kuloi. The whole Jewish nation screamed out Nasa v'Nishma. And the Medrash says that the Bnei Shalom tried. This is supposed to be on or soft? Which way?
Not on record.
Oh. And the Medrash says that way the Rabbanu Shalom tried to fakrif in the Torah to the Yom HaSoilam. He went to this nation, to the other nation. No one was interested except for the Bnei Yisrael, and we said Nasa v'Nishma. And on the other hand, the Gemara has the comment on the pasuk by Yisyatzu the Sachti Sohar. Tachta saw the Pashup Shah means Bnei Yisrael was standing at the foot of the mountain, and Moshe Rabbeinu was on top of the mountain. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. Tachta saw that the Rabbanu Shalom picked up Har Sinai, Karpalei Harki Giddens, and he threatened Bnei Yisrael, if they don't accept the Torah, he's going to kill everybody. So Taisus and Shabbos asked the Kasha, why did he have to threaten? They said, Nas Benishma, why was it necessary to be Kaifa the Torah? So the Shev Shmaitz and the Sheshmaitzah is a sefer on Roiv and Chazok and Sfek, real difficult halacha, and Roiv and Chazok and everything. So the Sheshmaitzah was written, I think, when he was 17 years old. That's the way the story goes. So he writes that the introduction, the minig is that when people put out a sefer on halacha, they write an introduction on Drush. So he's going to do the minig. So he has a whole hakdam on Drush. So everybody knows this Maral Miprag from the hakdam to the Sheshmaitzah. Some people really read the Maral Miprag. And other people know it from, it became more famous from the Hakdama to the Shev Shmaitzah, then more people know it from there than know it from the actual Sefer of the Maharal. So he says that he doesn't see what the Kasha is. The Rabbanu Shalom didn't think that it made sense to give the Torah to a people who weren't interested. Was going to force it on them. It's not going to work. If they're not interested, it's not going to work. But after the Bnei Yisrael expressed an interest in accepting the Torah, then the Rabbanu Shalom said, okay, I mechayv you in the mitzvah. It's not that it's a hischaydus midas. We have an halacha in Chayshe Mishpat, we have two different types of chayuvi moment. They're called in the Loshon of the Gemara, in the Gemara terminology, one is called the milva haksuva batayra, one is called the milva shein haksuva batayra. Milva haksuva batayra doesn't mean milza, it doesn't necessarily mean a halva. It means a chayiv tashlomi moment. So there's a chayiv tashlomi, that's ksuva batayra. The Torah imposes the chayiv. Pidyon Aden is a milva haksuva batayra. Whether you like it or not, the Torah says you have to give pidyon Aden. A gazlan has to pay, a mazik has to pay. That's milva haksuva batayra. You have to pay kefa, dalet, behei, all the chop talar of us nezikin. The Mishnah in the beginning of Bava Kama has the Abba Avos Nezik, and the Bryce has 13, the other Bryce has 24. All the 24 Avos Nezik, and that's all Mil Dach Silver Torah. The Torah imposes a Chiyuv upon a person. Then there's another case, the person goes shopping, he buys an automobile, he buys a suit, and he has to pay money. That's a Hischaibis Midas. He agreed on his own. A person borrows money from someone else. He borrows money, he agrees to pay back the money. That's a Milve She'enik Silver Batur. Taisus says, why is it Enik Silver Batur? But it says in Chumash, Vaisha Shata Noshe Bo Yotzi Elecha Savot Ahutza. It says in Chumash that Priyas Balchayv is a mitzvah, but it's also Ksuva Bater. So Taisa says, no. Milva Shein Ksuva Bater means we know on our own that you have to pay. Even if it weren't written in the Chumash, we would have known on our own that you have to pay. If you go shopping and you buy merchandise, we understand that it's a Hischayv is Midas. The Lakeach agrees, Midaito, out of his own free will, to pay the money. Or if a person borrows money, so the Leiva agrees, it's his Chavis Midas, he agrees to pay the money. So the Halacha says, there are certain Nafkaminis and Dina. There are a lot of Nafkaminis between them. But the basic difference is, when the Torah imposes a Chiyuv, So it's stronger than the chiyuv that the person accepts upon himself. Eschavis midas is one level, but a chiyuv that the Torah imposes is always mochomer. So here, why are we mechuyev to observe all the mitzvahs? It's because we accepted the obligation on our own. And if I'll somehow make a haftoras nedarim or something, that'll be the end of it. No, that's not why. There used to be a professor in the yeshiva, Shain Afyanovel, now he knows the truth. So he used to say that that the most important mitzvah in the Torah is mitzvah v'sachet tishma. You have to keep your promise. And when a child becomes bar mitzvah, he promises to keep all the mitzvahs. And that's why all the Jews are mechuyev to keep the mitzvahs, because at the bar mitzvah party, at the bat mitzvah party, they promise to keep the mitzvahs. That's mamishkeit. That's not why. We're not mechuyev because we promised. And if a person never promises when he's bar mitzvah, the obligation to keep mitzvahs is not based on mitzvah v'sachet tishma. We say, Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvahs v'tzivanu. The Rabbanu Shlomo is mitzvah. So it's not even those who were present at Mamre HaSinai, and they all said Nasa v'nishma. So that's what the Maharami Prague says, the Mechayiv to observe the mitzvahs is not because they Hischayivus Midas. It's not because they accepted upon themselves. The Ribbono Shel Olam wasn't going to give the Torah to a nation that wasn't interested, because it's not going to work. But then once they expressed their interest in accepting the Torah, then the Ribbono Shel Olam said, okay, this is a good candidate, now I'm going to impose my wish on them. Now I'm going to be Mechayiv them to keep the Torah and mitzvahs. The chiyuv to keep mitzvahs is not his chayv, it's midas. It's a chiyuv that the Ribbono Shel Olam imposes. Let's say you have a ger shenizgar. So no one forced him to, if he wouldn't have come to volunteer to convert, he would only be obligated to keep the sheva mitzvahs bin and erech. Once he comes and he converts, he has to be mekabel all mitzvahs. That's a crucial point. Just like B'nai Yisrael said, Nasa v'nishma, Mamin HaSinai was the geirus for the whole cloud of Yisrael, so to Lederis, all the laws of geirus are learned out from Mamin HaSinai. So Lederis also, you require Kabbalah sol mitzvahs. So why is a ger mechuyev to observe mitzvahs? Because he was mekabel all mitzvahs? No, because the Rabbanu Shlom is mechayev him to observe the mitzvahs. Not because he was mekabel. The geirus is not chal unless you have kabbalah sol mitzvahs. But once he's mekabel all mitzvahs and he has the milah and the tefillah, then the Rabbanu Shlom is mechayev him. He doesn't say, asher hischayavti, before he puts on talis and so on, asher kiddushanu b'mitzvah, so the tzivanu. The Rabbanu Shlom was mitzvahs. That's what the Maharami Prague says. That the Nasa v'nishma is not the Mechayv, Nasa v'nishma is Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. It doesn't make sense that the Rabbanu Shalom should give mitzvahs to people who are disinterested. But once we expressed our interest, then he was Mechayv us to keep the mitzvahs. The Gemara has an interesting comment in the Sugya Masech HaShabbos, on Pei Zayin, on Pei Ches. So the Gemara has a lotion of Bishoshi, Higdimu Yisrael Nasa v'nishma. The Gemara talks about why they said it in that order. Why didn't they say Nishma v'nasa? We will learn the mitzvahs, we will listen to what you have to say, and then we'll keep all of the mitzvahs that you will command us.
But isn't there a conflict according to the word that says Kafal and Harikigigis? So they accepted it by fear, not because of Yitzivanu. So which is preferable? If they said Nasa v'nishma, we want to do it, or they did it out of fear?
Not out of fear.
In other words, there's a conflict here.
Not so much. The Maharam Prak says not a conflict. He says the Ribbono Shel Olam is not going to give the mitzvahs to a nation who doesn't express an interest, doesn't display it.
Right.
And he went all to Elakamik Teiman, Hashem Yisim Abba V'Zarach Nisei Olamai, went to all the Mitzvahs and they turned them down. So if they're not interested, he's not going to be Mechayiv then. If he wanted to, he could have been
Mechayiv. They're interested because Kapal and Harki Gigis.
No, so first...
Coming out of fear.
No, so B'nai Yisrael expressed an interest. Moshe Rabbeinu said, are you interested in Kabbalah Satayra? So they said, okay. So then the Baruch Shalom said, okay, these are good candidates. And now he says, I'm a Mechayiv you to keep the mitzvahs. Whether you like it or not, I'm a Mechayiv you to keep the mitzvahs. The Kapal and Harki Gigis is not that the Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs was be'oinus. No, Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs was be'ratzen. First they said Nasa v'nishma. Then the Ribbono Shel Olam was mechayiv them. They should realize that the mechuyiv to keep mitzvahs because he's commanding us. Kiddushanu b'mitzvahs v'tzivanu. Not so much because of his chayivus midas. It's like there's a famous Ran in the Dorim on Daf Lamed. There's a Sefer Avdim Iluim by the same author as the Ksos HaChosh and HaChosh HaMishpah. So the Avnei Miluim quotes this Ran every 30 pages. This Ran answers all the kashas in Hilchas Kiddushin. That the Ran says that when a boy and a girl get married, basically the girl gets married bal korcha. You don't need das l'isha for the Kiddushin, but the halacha says you can't be mekadosh in isha bal korcha. So the girl has to express her interest, she has to be maskim to marry him, and then the chasim does the whole Kiddushin. Just like by a get, the Baal does the whole get. You can even give a get bal korcha. So basically, says Kiddushin is the same thing, except by Kiddushin you have to have Haskamas Isha first. So once you have the Haskama, then the Baal can do the Kiddushin all by himself. So that's exactly what it was by Maamin HaSinai. The Rabbanu Shalom wasn't going to make a Kiddushin Baal Korcham of Klal Yisrael. They had expressed their consent. They said, Na'aseh v'nishma. Once they consented, so he said, I'm forcing the Torah upon you. I'm a chayiv you. Kiddushin v'mitzvos v'tzivon. But the Gemara in Shabbos comments on the Seder. Why did Bnei Yisrael say Na'aseh v'nishma? They should have said Nishma Benasa. The Sechel Dictus. You say first I'll listen to the mitzvahs, and after you tell me what the mitzvahs are, then I'll fulfill them. Then I'll observe them. So the Gemara has a lashon. Gemara says a lashon zeh, a lashon she malachim asharis mishtamshim ba. That's what the malachim say. I see the bar with the shmai bekol devarai. The pasuk says they do the wish of God, then they listen to what God says. So the Gemara has a lashon shor she higdimu Yisrael nasa v'nishma. When Bnei Yisrael reversed the logical order, they said first nasa and then nishma. So Shishim Riba Malachi Asharis came down from heaven, and they gave each one of the Bnei Yisrael, the Nasa Menishma, two crowns. One Keser for Nasa, one Keser for Nishma. So the Beis HaLevi points out in his drushes, from the Lashon HaGemara, you get the impression as if they would have said it in the normal order, in the logical order, Nishma Benasa, as if they wouldn't have gotten two crowns. They would have only gotten one crown. That's what it sounds like. B'shoshi Yikdimu. Doesn't say B'shoshi Omri Yisrael Nasa V'nishma Bol Malachi Asharis. And they gave two crowns. It says B'shoshi Yikdimu, because they said it out of order, that's how they were zechet to two crowns. So that's where the Beis HaLevi has a famous expression that we should, famous explanation, that you have to keep in mind there are two parts to the mitzvah of Liman HaTer. One mitzvah is a Lamadat Mosim Mishmartim La'sosam. You have to learn Torah in order to know how to fulfill the mitzvahs. If we don't learn Hilchas Shabbos, we won't know how to observe the laws of Shabbos. We don't learn Hilchas Tefillin, Hilchas Kriya Shema, Hilchas Tefillah. So you don't know how to daven, how to put on Tefillin, and so on. You have to learn the Dinim in order to know how to keep the mitzvahs. But if that were the only mitzvah, then we wouldn't have any obligation to learn Taurus. We wouldn't have an obligation to learn Zerayim with Ibn Chutzlar. We wouldn't have to learn those Dinim. The women could leave everything out. The women don't have to learn the laws of Tefillin and so on. They only have to learn the dinim that are relevant for them. So the psukim tell us that in addition to that obligation to learn Torah as a hechshe mitzvah, as a hachona, you have to buy a talis in order to be able to fulfill a mitzvah. You have to have shalachem. You have to buy a talis in order to be able to fulfill a mitzvah of tzitzis. If you don't buy a talis, you can't. So if you don't learn the dinim, so you can't keep the mitzvahs. But in addition to that, that liman haTorah serves as a hechshe mitzvah, you have psukim lamadat mosam. Not the Lamarta Mosim Mishmartim Lasosim. Lamarta Mosim is Benechel Nadavid Bam, the Barta Bam Shiftach Levi Secha. Doesn't say you should learn Torah in order to be able to keep the mitzvahs. If a person is going to learn Shalai Almanos Lasos, so that's an Aveir. But from the other Psukim, it would appear that that's not the sole purpose of Liman HaTorah. Liman HaTorah is only for the purpose of Mishmartim Lasosim. No, it seems that there's a mitzvah Bifnei Atzma. There are 612 mitzvahs, then there's a 613th mitzvah. As a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, liman haTorah, it's not only a hachana to the other 612 mitzvahs, that you won't know how to observe the 612 mitzvahs unless you learn the dinim about them. No, there exists an independent mitzvah. So Beis HaLevi has this famous comment in Chelek Aleph in his Tshuvas, where he points out three nafkaminas halacha l'maisa, three differences between these two. He says, first of all, one only, we recite a bracha before we learn. In the morning, we say brichas haTorah. So he says, you only say a bracha, the Gemara says in Menachos, you only say a bracha when you do the Kiyum HaMitzvah. When you tie the tzitzis on the beged, there's a machlekes in the Gemara. When someone ties the tzitzis on the beged, but he didn't put on the beged yet, he didn't put on the talis, he's just tying on the tzitzis. When you construct the sukkah, there's a machlekes in Yerushalmi. When you say a bracha, we pass, and you don't say a bracha when you construct the sukkah. Gemara says, you say shachyonu. But that's a different story. You don't say a birchas on mitzvah. And you don't say a bracha when you tie the chutei hatzitzis on the beged, because that's only a hechsher mitzvah. A hechsher mitzvah doesn't have a bracha. So why do we recite a bracha before we learn Torah? So the Beis HaLevi says, obviously, liman haTorah is not only a hechsher mitzvah lamadat mosim mishmartim lasosam, but it exists as a mitzvah bifnei atzma. There's a mitzvah to learn Torah, even to learn Zeroyim in America, where it's irrelevant, and even to learn Taurus, where all these dinim are all over the world are irrelevant. No one's observing. No one has been observing these laws of Taurus for centuries already. There's no Beis HaMikdash. No one's eating any truma, and still we study the dinim of Taurus. So that's one nafkamina, he says. Then he says, one nafkamina, what do you say, bracha? Another nafkamina, is there an obligation to learn those parts of the Torah that are not noig bizman hazeh? Is there a chiv to keep on chazering? How much do you have to say? He knows how to daven, he knows how to keep shabbos. What does he have to keep on learning? What does he have to come to a weekly shiur for? He's going to forget how to daven, he's going to forget how to keep shabbos. No, there's an independent mitzvah, liman ha-Torah, to learn b'hasmada. And then the chazal have the famous din that women are potter from Talmud Torah. So what does it mean that women are patur from Talmud Torah? So the Beis HaLevi quotes from the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Ogur, it's one of the later Rishonim, early Achronim. The Ogur has a comment that women are exempt from learning pilpul, but the mechuyav to learn Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the dinim that are relevant to them. How will they know how to observe Shabbos and Taras HaMishpacha if they're not going to learn the dinim? So there is the din ulamadatim osim mishmartim alasosim that liman atayr is necessary as a hechsha mitzvah to enable us to fulfill the remaining 612 mitzvahs. That mitzvah, that din applies to the women as well. They also have to learn the din in order to know how to observe the mitzvahs that they mechuyav to learn. But the mitzvah that exists as an independent mitzvah, liman atayr is a mitzvah of neyatzma, so that only applies to the men and not to the women. So the Beis HaLevi said that's why the Gemara has the lashon. If they would have said Nishma v'nase, so then Nishma is the Kabbalah, is the obligation to learn Torah. Nishma we're going to hear the dinim. So if they would have said it in the reverse order, the logical order, Nishma v'nase means we will learn the Torah in order to observe the mitzvah. So then there would only be a Kabbalah mitzvah, so they wouldn't deserve two ksarim. They only deserve two ksarim, one keneged nasma, one keneged nishma, because they higdimu nasa v'nishma, because they said first nasa and then nishma. So nishma was a kabbalah, was an acceptance that we're going to learn Torah, even those parts of the Torah that are not going to lead up halacha l'maisa to observance of mitzvahs. So liman haTorah exists as a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, so that's why the malachim gave them two ksarim, one keneged nasa, one keneged nishma.
The Gemara doesn't say that Yosef, who was a Chaginoah, and he wanted to, somebody should prove to him that if without an obligation, if it misses, if it's better than with an obligation.
Originally, he thought that you get more reward if you ain't a mitzvah of yours. So he was interested in hearing that someone should pass him that assume is potter on mitzvahs. And then when he heard that the accepted opinion is the reverse, that there's more schar if you're mitzvah of yours, so then he wanted to hear someone and prove that the din is against Reb Yudah, that assume is schar than mitzvah, so he'll get more schar. That's what we assume. That one is mitzvah of yours, he gets more schar than the one is ain't a mitzvah of yours. Yeah, but a lot of times we learn things that are not halacha l'maisa. A lot of times we're learning what the din would be if such a case would come up, but such a case never comes up. And still it's a mitzvah to learn that. The men are obligated to learn kol haTorah kulo. The women are only obligated to learn those dinim that will be relevant to them. Yeah. The Chofetz Chaim has a whole sefer where he, Chofetz Chaim, reprinted several svarim on kochim. Now he printed his own svarim on kochim. He was encouraging all of the lamdim to get involved in kochim. Now it's very popular. A lot of yeshivas, they spend an awful lot of time learning kochim. But at that time, over 100 years ago, so it wasn't that popular. So the Chofetz Chaim encourages this for several reasons. So he says, first of all, he quotes from the Sefer Hasidim, who writes that just like there's a concept of a meis mitzvah, someone dies and there's no one around to bury him, so there's a very big mitzvah to bury that meis mitzvah. So he says, so too in learning and mitzvahs, he says, there are certain mitzvahs that are neglected and there are certain prokim, certain mesichtas that are neglected. So he says, since it's nebuch harachmanis on those mitzvahs and it's a rachmanis on those prokim and those mesichtas, so those mesichtas are like a meis mitzvah. So he singles that, the Sefer Hasidim singles that Seder Kochim, that hardly anybody learned it in the days of the Bali HaTosfos, and Perek Eilu Megalchin, Hilchas Avelus, that no one is learning it. Years ago in the yeshiva, Rav Soloveitchik would sometimes give shiurim on Hilchas Avelus. So Rav Mendel Zaks on one occasion was upset. He said that in the Chasam Sofer in the Tshuvas, he writes that the minig is that you don't give a public shiur in Avelus. It's a simen ra. Someone asked the Chassam Sofer Shaila in Hilchos Avelos, so he didn't answer until he was sitting Shiva. So then, that was a few years later. So then, the Shaila was irrelevant already. The other person had a Shaila in Hilchos Avelos, needed an answer then. So the Chassam Sofer waited a few years till he was in observing Avelos, and then he went through Hilchos Avelos and he sent him the response. And he writes that the meaning by him was that you don't give a public shiur, you don't learn Hilchos Avelos. So that's what the Rav Mendel Zaks at the time of the Rav Soloveitchik. So Rav Soloveitchik said he follows the Sefer Hasidim. So the Hasidim singles that Perek is Elu Megalchen, that Hilchos Avelos is one of the neglected areas of Halacha that people don't learn. So it's a special mitzvah to learn them. So that's one reason that the Chafetz Chaim quotes special Indian to learn Kachim. Because Kachem is also like a Neif Mitzvah, people are not learning. Then he has another consideration that he has. He says, this is the Chofetz Chaim has a whole sefer entitled Tzipisa LeYeshua. That it says that on the Yom HaDin, after we all go to the Olam HaEmes, so they're going to judge us, so they're going to ask six questions. So one of the questions that they're going to ask is Tzipisa LeYeshua. Were you hoping with eagerness for the coming of Mashiach? So we daven alkein the kabbalah chol Hashem alkein aliris meherbis the first zechu we're waiting for Mashiach to come. So the Chofetz Chaim says baloney. Who's waiting for Mashiach? Do you know how to bring a korban? Do you know how to go to mikveh? Do you know kachem and taris? He says no one ever learns these things. If they build the Beis Hamikdash today, no one will know their head from their feet. They won't know anything. We'll have to tell Mashiach, give us a couple of months, and we'll have to go through the dinim. Don't come so fast. You have to be ready for Mashiach to come any day. So that's why the Chofetz Chaim encouraged the learning of kachem, and he republished these old svarim. He republished the Tzion Kadoshim and the Choyt Nosan and the Rashbo and Menachos and other Svarim on Kachem. He wrote his own Chibra on Kachem that everyone should learn. So these are two considerations. Then he gives a third, a very interesting point. He says, he quotes Rishonim, I think the Smag and several other Rishonim say that the Talmud Bavli, we don't have a Talmud Bavli on Zroim, and we don't have a Talmud Bavli on Taris. We only have on brachas. From the whole Zoram, you only have on brachas, then you have on Moed, Noshim, and Nezikim, and Kachim. Why is that? So he quotes in the Rishonim, the Talmud Bavli was only written on those areas which are halacha l'maisa. So brachas and Moed, and Noshim, and Nezikim is halacha l'maisa. And all the others is not relevant. I Kachim, Kachim is not halacha l'maisa. So the Rishonim say, no, Kachim is halacha l'maisa because the Chazal have a tradition that Kol Ha'isik B'Parshas Soilo is considered Kila Hikrev Oilo. Kol Ha'isik B'Parshas Chatos is Kila Hikrev Chatos. So the Chofetz Chaim points out, you see that the Rishonim understood that this is not a promise with respect to any mitzvah. Let's say years ago the Jews under the communists weren't allowed to build the sukkah. So there were people that said, okay, we'll go through Hilchas Sukkah, the best we can do, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will consider it Kiilu, we built the sukkah as if we sat in sukkah. Or Jews in Siberia, they couldn't eat matzah. So they said, we'll learn through the Dinim HaMatzah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will consider it, that's the best we could do under the circumstances. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will consider it, Kilu we ate matzah. There was once an old sick man, a Talmud Chochem, he wasn't able to go to shul to daven in minyan every day, so on every Monday and Thursday he would go through a little bit of Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, and consider Kilu he heard Kriyas HaTorah. Any mitzvah that you can't fulfill, it will be considered Kilu. So there are those who say like that, the Mabit writes like that in Kiryat Sefer, that this promise that the Gemara learns it from Sukim, Koloisik b'parshas chatos kila hikrav chatos koloisik b'parshas oilo kila hikrav oilo. So the Mabit understands that it applies to any and every mitzvah that you're physically unable to fulfill due to circumstances, whatever. There's no Beis Hamikdash, or you're old and sick, or whatever. You're in Siberia, you're in prison. So it's kilu. But the Chofetz Chaim says the Rishonim don't say like the Mabit. The Rishonim say it's only haftoch benegiah to korban, it's benegiah to building of the Beis Hamikdash. The Midrashim say it goes on Beis Hamikdash also. If you learn Mishnayis Midos, it's considered as if you participated in the mitzvah of building the Beis Hamikdash. Mishnayis Midos gives you the shiurim, all the different rooms in the Beis Hamikdash, the sizes and so on, the location of the Mizbeach Achitza, Mizbeach Apnimi and so on. So this promise, Kol Ha'isik B'Parshas Chatos, Kila Hikim Chatos, is only been a get to Korbanos, the Rishonim say. That's why it is Halacha L'Maisa. That's why we have Talmud Bavli. That's what the Rishonim say. The reason why we have Talmud Bavli on Kodshim as opposed to Taris and to Zeroim, because Taris and Zeroim is not Halacha L'Maisa. But Kodshim is Halacha L'Maisa, based on this tradition that the Chazal had. It's interesting, there is a famous Tosfos has a Kasha, The Gemara in Sanhedrin on Dav Zayin quotes a pasuk, "Poita Mayim Reishis Modon." So the Gemara interprets the different interpretations in the pasuk. So the Gemara has one additional level of interpretation that on the Yom Adin, Lasi Lov on the Yom Adin. So the first thing they're going to ask us is whether Ein Chilas Dina Shel Adam El Al Diveter. The first question they're going to ask is whether we learned Torah. So Tosis and the Rishonim all ask a kash, all the Rishonim ask a kash. The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Lamed Aleph gives you a list of the first six questions that they're going to ask. That's not the first question. Pilpalta b'chachma, whether you learned Kavayt Itim La Torah, that's later. The first question is Nasasim and Asatat Be'emuna, whether you dealt in business in an honest fashion or you cheated all of the customers. So it's a steer between the two Gemaras, whether it's Tchilas Dina Shel Adam is on Divrei Torah, or Tchilas Dina Shel Adam is on the business, whether he dealt honestly in business. The Rishonim give all kinds of interesting answers. It depends on whether it's a Balabas or a Talmud Chacham. They ask different questions first, depending who you are. And then there's a famous answer that they say in the name of, I think, the Rebbe Reb Shmelke, who was a Chassidish Rebbe, and in the name of some Nisnagdash Yigdalim also. They say, if you look in the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara has two members, one after the other. So the first member the Gemara has is when Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi edited the Mishnayos, so he edited it. The Mishnayos were there generations before Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, but he edited it and put it together in such a way that we have Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. So the outline of the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah is based on a pasuk in Yeshaya that we recite in the Yitzhak Lechavahoy, Amunis Itecha Choytzen Yeshuas Chachmas Vadas Yeres Hashem Hiyai Tzorek. So the Gemara says, "V'hoya emunas corresponds to Seder's right." So Tosfos says, "Well, how does it correspond to Seder's right? That when people are in business, they may think that I'm such a genius, I'm so brilliant, that's why I'm so successful. The farmer can't ever think that he's a genius. It has nothing to do with his brilliant chachma, but he's going to make phone calls and invest over here and buy and sell and do whatever he wants. He just has emuna and the Rabban Shalom. He just plants the seeds and he prays to the Rabban Shalom, it should rain and the sun should shine and everything should go well." So he has emunah and he has bitach. So emunah corresponds to seder's right. Itecha goes on zmanim. Itecha is seder moed. Choisen refers to noshim. Yeshua is seder Yeshua, the seder nezikim. Chachmas vadas is kachim et taris. That's how the Gemara says. So that's one memory. Then it says yiras Hashem hi yotzarai. The only way a person will succeed in preserving the Liman HaTorah that he did, a person learns a lot of Torah, he's going to forget everything. So if he has Yerushamayim, so Yerushamayim is the base Oitz. Yerushalayim Shem, he Oitz Oray. That's Rav Chaim Alojan, and makes fun, and in the Nefesh HaChaim, he makes fun of those who were so into learning Sifrei Yira. He said he visited, when he founded the Balojan Yeshiva, they didn't have any Shasin. There were no Gemaras available. It's not like today. So he sent out letters to all the communities pleading with the Balabatim for donations, not money, pleading for Gemaras. Can you please send us Gemaras? We have to have Gemaras to learn. So he makes fun, and the Nefesh HaChaim has a whole section on Liman HaTorah. So he makes fun of some communities, you can't find the whole Shas. You can barely find several Masechtas. But Sifrei Musa, Sifrei Yira, you can have. So he said, what do they need so much Sifrei Musa? The whole idea of Yiras Hashem, Yiras Shamayim, is to have a Beis HaOitzer, to have what to be Koilet the Torah. So he says, imagine a farmer, he has tons and tons of Teres. So he has to put it into a Beis HaOitzer. So he has to hurry quickly. If he's not going to put away the Teres grow in the summertime. If he's not going to put away the Teres, it's going to come in the rainy season, it's going to get all ruined outside. He's going to make a Beis HaOitzer that's 5 feet thick. What does he need such a thick Beis HaOitzer for? He's spending too much time on the Beis HaOitzer. Make a thick Beis HaOitzer with thin walls. You don't need such a fat, you don't need such a thick wall for a Beis HaOitzer. He should spend less time on the Beis HaOitzer, spend more time taking the pears and putting them in. So he says over here, these people keep on learning Sifrei Yira, Sifrei Yira, Sifrei Musa, Sifrei Musa, then they have an empty Beis HaOitzer. You need a little Beis HaOitzer, a little Yerushalayim, doesn't have to be so much Yerushalayim. He makes money, he says, they don't have to emphasize, they don't have to exaggerate the Yerushalayim. He says you have to have to a certain extent Yerushamayim, but you shouldn't overdo it. He makes fun of those who are too much into the Yerushamayim and too little into the learning. The main thing is you have a little Beis HaOitzer and you put in all the learning. So the Gemara has this memory about Emunas Itecha Choisin Yeshuas Chachmas Vadas Yerushalayim Shem Hiyatzar. Then the Gemara says, when a person comes, next memory the Gemara says, when a person comes to the Olam HaEmes, they ask him six questions. So the first question is very fascinating. The first question is Nosas Manasata Be'emuna. The second question is Kavaita Itam Later. The third question is Asakta the Piribiriva. So these Gedolim say, no, those are the same six. The six questions all mean, did you learn the Shisha Sidri Mishnah? The first question is Nosas Manasata Be'emuna. Emuna means Emunas. The Seder's rhyme. The second question, Kavaita Itam Later, goes on Itecha. Did you learn Moed? The third question is Asakta the Piribiriva. It does mean that you have children. It means, did you learn Noshim? Did you learn Seder Noshim? It's a piece of Yeshua. Usually it's a piece of Yeshua where you're hoping for the coming of Mashiach. So they say, no, Yeshua is. Did you learn Nezikin? Then to Palta B'Chochma. Chochma is Chochma is Kochim. Then Das, Chochma is Das, Yeresh Hashem had Das. Das is Taris. So the sixth of the six questions are Heivanta Dova Mitoch Dova. Love and Dova Mitoch Dova is Das. So the six questions really are all on Liman HaTorah. That's how they say. There's no steer between the two Gemaras. The Gemara in Sanhedrin that says Ein Chidas Dina Shalad Mel Al Divrei Torah. The Gemara in Shabbos that says that that's the second question. Kavaita Yivim HaTorah. The first question is Nasas and Nasata Ben. It doesn't mean that's going to be a later question whether he dealt honestly in business. But the first question, Nasas and Nasata Ben, together with all the six questions are just a repeat of the previous memory that's mamish the line before, that these correspond to the Shisha Sidri Mishnah. They're going to ask us, did we learn all of the Chalkei HaTorah? Did we learn all of the Shisha Sidri Mishnah? That's what Rav Chaim Volozhiner emphasizes a lot. He says, when it comes to the Yom HaDin, he quotes Midrashim, when it comes to Yom HaDin, so they're going to ask us, did we learn Kabbalah? Did we learn Zohar? He said, in Volozhiner, when he founded the Volozhiner Yeshiva, they were learning Zohar there. When Bialik was there, it was a different yeshiva. They weren't learning Zohar anymore. It was they were just learning Gemara, no more Zohar. But Rav Chaim Volozhin emphasized, you have to learn Bedroshim, you have to learn Nigla Nista, you have to learn everything. Kol HaTorah Kulo. The bracha that we recite before we start learning Torah is Asher Kesham Zalsanu Latzak B'Divrei Sir. So the Maharal Prague has an interesting comment in the Hakdamah to his Sefer. He has a whole Sefer on the Torah that's called Teferet Yisrael. Has a lot of Svarim on Machshava. He has one whole sefer on the Hashivas of Liman HaTorah called Teferet Yisrael. This is the Teferet of Kvalis of Liman HaTorah. So he has a comment on this Nusach HaBrocha. Why don't we say Asher Kedishonah B'Mitzotu Tzivan HaLiman HaTorah, HaLiman HaTorah? Why do we say Lasak B'Divrei Sir? So it's interesting, he has two suggestions. They're both correct. He has one suggestion. This is what it says later, and it says in the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber writes in Hilchas Birchas HaTorah that if a person is Maharer, B'Divrei Torah, is thinking and learning, no bracha is to be recited. You only say a bracha if you're pronouncing the words. So the Vilna Gaon disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch, and he says, why not? The Pasuk says, V'Hagisibo Yoma V'Loyla, you should think and learning all the time. So you see from the Pasuk, Hegyon Libi, Higoyin is always Hegyon Alei. So you see that the think and learning is also a Kiyum HaMitzvah. So why shouldn't the person recite the Bracha? So in the Yeshivas they say that the Teretz is its father. That's what the Maharal Prague writes. He writes this Teretz. But he has another Teretz. They're both correct. So in the Yeshivas they say there's a Beis Yosef in Hilchas Bedikas Chometz, where the Beis Yosef by Rabbi Yosef Kar, the same author as the Shulchan Aruch. So he writes, when you're about to be Bedik Chometz, so the Gemara says you recite a Bracha, Shekhar Hashanah, Mimisav Savitzivanu, I'll be your Chometz. And what if, let's say, someone else is Bedik the Chometz for me, and I'm just going to do the Bittl, I'm going to do the Bittl HaChometz? There is a Bracha recited when you do Bittl HaChometz. So Beis Yosef writes, no, because since the Gemara says you can be Mevatel Beleiv, you don't have to have a Bittl B'Peh. You can be Mekayim the Mitzvah Bittl Beleiv. So even if you're going to do it B'Peh, the Iker is really Beleiv. It wasn't really necessary to say B'Peh. So any mitzvah that you can fulfill B'Leiv, so there's no, the Chachamim would have a Misakin Ebracha on that. The Chachamim would only Misakin Ebracha, let's say a person has a mitzvah to have Avas Hashem, Yahavtas Hashem Lekecha, and he develops a love towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem. So a person has Yiras Hashem all day long. So how come the Chachamim would have a Misakin Ebrichas on mitzvah before one is about to, Kol HaMitzvahs Kulam Ebrach Aleim Ovel HaSiyasam? So how come there's no bracha before a person is thinking about Avas Hashem or thinking about Yiras Hashem? So the answer is there's no Maisa Mitzvah. There's a Kiyum HaMitzvah, there clearly is. It's one of the Tayag Mitzvahs, Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem. But there's no specific Maisa Mitzvah. The Chacham are only Misak and a bracha. Kol HaMitzvahs Kulam Ebrach Aleim Ovel HaSiyasam. as you're about to perform the Maisa Mitzvah. Let's say I ask you to kneel on a mezuzah on my door. So I have the mitzvah of mezuzah. You have a mitzvah. You did me a taiva. You did a milas chesed to me. You did it. You went to the tircha of kneeling on the mezuzah. But I am a now mekayim the mitzvah. So the poskim say, I don't say a bracha after the mezuzah is on the door, as you're about to put on the mezuzah. After it's on the door, I don't say a bracha. I didn't do any maisa mitzvah. You say the bracha, even though you don't have the kima mitzvah. You have a kima mitzvah, gemilas chasadim. You're doing me a favor putting on the mezuzah. I don't know how. I have no kayach. I'm laying in bed. So you did a mitzvah, gemilas chasadim. Gemilas chasadim is a mitzvah ben adam lachaveira. So the Rambam says the chachamim would never misaken a bracha on a mitzvah should be ben adam lachaveira.
So he's
not mekayim the mitzvah. He's just doing the shliach, is only doing the maisa mitzvah.
So I'm
yotze. So the din is that the one who does the maisa mitzvah recites the bracha even though he doesn't get the kima mitzvah. The one who gets the kima mitzvah does not recite the bracha. Let's say I move into a house that has a mezuzah already. So the Magen Avraham says, has kosher mezuzah. The Magen Avraham says that you say a bracha, she kiddushana b'mitzoyis v'tzvanu ladu b'abay she'esh bo mezuzah. So the later achrayim all disagree with the Magen Avraham. They said there is no such bracha. You don't say a bracha on a kima mitzvah. You only say a bracha when you're doing a maisa mitzvah. The maisa kriyas ha-mezuzah, that's when you say a bracha.
But the gibchum mitzvah, there is a maisa, because bittul b'lev is only sagye. It's an option, but like a kili, you should do it.
On the beer, yeah.
On the beer,
you do say a bracha. I'll be a chometz. Before you begin the bedikah, but on the bittel, since mevatla belibus, even if he says bater,
also only an option to be mevatla belev.
Yeah.
But the mitzvah is bigger to.
So even if you say it, but the ikah really is the belev. So that's what Rabbi Yosef Kara writes in the Beis Yosef in Hilchos Pesach, that when you mevatla the chometz, even bater, you say kol chamira, you're making the bittel chometz. It doesn't pass the Seher Bracha because the Bitpeh doesn't enhance anything over there. It's basically Bittul Balev. So Bittul Balev, when the mitzvah is done by Machshava, so there's no Bracha. There's only a Bracha when you have a Kiyama mitzvah, when you have a Maisa mitzvah.
You do it by Srefes, no?
We say the bracha before you begin the bedikas chometz, because the bedikas is going to lead up to the beer. So we say the bracha al beer chometz. So it goes up both on the bedikah and on the beer. But the Chachamim would never misaken a bracha just on the bittel, because the bittel is balev. So that's what they say in yeshivas. That's the reason why the Mechaber says that if a person is Meharav B'Divrei Torah, he doesn't have to recite a Bichas HaTorah. Because Meharav B'Divrei Torah maskim at the Vilna Goyen. Not that the Mechaber disagrees. The Mechaber is maskim at the Vilna Goyen. There is a Kiyama Mitzvah B'Hagisa B'Yom HaVolad. Hagisa means Hegyon HaLev, to think in your heart the Divrei Torah. A person always has a mitzvah to think in learning, to be Mahar B'Divrei Torah all the time whenever possible. But on a mitzvah that you fulfill B'Lev, no bracha is recited. You only say a bracha when there's a Maisa mitzvah. So that's one suggestion that the Maharal Miprag has. It doesn't give this whole background with the bracha on Machshav. It just says, why do we say the bracha Lasak B'Divrei Torah? How come we don't say the bracha Lilma Torah or Alima Torah? So he says Lilma Torah would imply even B'Lev. And there's no bracha B'Lev. There's only a bracha on the Maisa mitzvah. So that's why you say Lasak. Lasak sounds more that you're pronouncing the word. You're doing a Maisa Mitzvah. Then he gives another explanation, which is very interesting. He says, a lot of times, a person opens a Sefer, is learning Mishnah, is learning Gemara, and he misunderstands everything. He didn't understand one word. He got everything all wrong. So if you're going to say a bracha, Lilma Torah, it's a falsch galant, so it's a bracha levatova. So he says, that's why we say the bracha Lasak B'Divrei Torah. An Asik in Torah certainly is. So he gets schar, he gets more schar if he learns the correct shah. But he gets schar because he was trying to learn. The mitzvah is to be omel in Torah, to try to learn the correct shah. If I know it, let's say I have a translation of the Chumash that I was told is no good. I have a translation of the Gemara, I was told that it's full of mistakes. So if I'm going to read that, so I don't get schar, they told me in advance that it's no good. But if I have a Sefer, and I don't know right from wrong, I don't know whether it's the correct shot or the wrong shot, and I'm trying to learn the correct shot, so then the Maharal Miprag says, I get reward for the attempt, for trying to learn the correct shot. That's what the Ravid writes in the Hagdomah. The Ravid has Astogas on the Rif. The Ravid learned Bacharusa with the Balamar. And then the Ravid married the Rebbe's daughter. The Rebbe was also known as the Ravid Bala Eshkol. There were three rabbis. The third one was wrote a history book, so he's never quoted in Shulchan Aruch. But the Shach says that sometimes there's a stir between the Ravid and the Ravid. So he says, Lehevi Yadua, the two different people with the name Ravid. One is the Ravid, the son-in-law, the Rabbein Avram ben Dov, and the other one is Rabbein Avram, but Rabbi Yitzchak, Abdezna of Narbona. So it's he's a different kind of Ravid. So they learned Bechadlusha. So the Nakat Sefer, like today, is the Mishnah Brura, is the bestseller. So then the Rif was the bestseller. The Rif was the best Sefer Pesach. So the Baal HaMor started writing his Sefer when he was 19. He's writing Hasokas on the Rif. And he writes in the poem, in the introduction, I'm only 19 years old, and people are going to think that it's a chutzpah. I'm disagreeing with the... imagine a 19-year-old Yeshiva Bacha is going to write Hasokas on the Mishnah Brura. He's going to write his opinion. So he writes a Hisnatzlus. The Baal HaMor writes a Hisnatzlus. Even though I'm young and it's a little humorous that I'm writing this, all these kashas. But look, he thinks that he has a point and he wants to bring out his points, and whoever has what to say should say. So Chabrus also wrote that. So the Ravid has Hasagas on the Baal HaMor, and then the Ravid has Hasagas on the Rif. So the Ravid has the Hasagas on the Rif begin in the middle of Ksubas. So he writes a Hakdomah to his Hasagas on the Rif. So he writes with the Hachnoah to the Rif. He says, Mistam, everything I say doesn't make sense anyway, because he's also a teenager. The stomach of the river is right and I'm wrong, but I want to bring up the issues. I have certain kashas to have against the Rif. And the halacha said, the Gemara tells us that you get reward for trying to learn, even if everything you say is wrong. The Gemara tells us story, there was a Tana Shimon who I'm saying, Rami Lo Nechem Yo I'm saying, we're not sure exactly what his name was. He went with the shita that every time it says S, it's marbe something. So he started darshaning Kol Esvi Eshabat Torah. He gave public shurim on this until he reached the pasuk Es Hashem Elokecha Tira Pirush. So he stopped darshaning. How can you darshan something together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es Hashem Elokecha the Rabbezum, what, the Son and the Holy Ghost? There's only one Hashem Echad, there's only one God, so there's nobody to be marred over there. So Pirush, he stopped all the drashas. He said everything is wrong. So the Talmidim asked, what's going to be with all the notebooks? They have notebooks and notebooks. So he said, put them in the Shemus. So he said, what's going to be? So he said, Kishem shekibalt ischar ala drisha, kach ani akabel ischar ala prisha. Just like I got reward all the years saying all the drushes, so too now I'll get reward not saying drushes. Now it's the emissary turn not to say drushes. So what did he say? Kishem shekibalt ischar ala drisha? Who says he's going to get ischar ala drisha? He was saying falsha Torah all the years. So you see from the Gemara what the Marami Prag says, that even if you said falsha Torah, but if you were trying, you tried to the best of your ability to be mechaven alemes, so then you get schar. So that's what the Maral says. The reason why the Nusach HaBracha, he gave the two reasons. The reason why the Nusach HaBracha is Lasak B'Divrei Seira is because on the Esik itself, even if it turns out Lamaisa that it's the wrong pshat, on the Esik itself, that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to try, to attempt to learn the pshat.
Especially given all the Chalukah Deis of all the Chazal, if you said little more, you might be learning according to the wrong Mandi Yoma.
Mm-hmm.
If you say lots, so you get credit for
it. Even the other Shita. That's right.
The Shita. So, but it's not only just where you learn it, but in your spare time, any move you did, you do in your life, is to be a
person should be Isaac. He should lead his whole life according to the laws of the Torah. That's another pshat. But that's not what the Maral says. The Maral says, Lasik Devisar means to learn. But he says, the Hisaskus in learning is the mitzvah, even if it turns out wrong.
Kind of you don't learn.
Right. You're saying another pshat, that his Asik all day long should be according to the rules of the Torah. That's another pshat.
I remember Rabbi telling us one time, I don't remember the context, that if you go to a shir, you don't understand the word, you don't know.
No, the Gemara says you do get schar. The Gemara seems to say that you do get schar. In the Yehiratzin that we say at the end, when you make a siyum, those are zeichet to make a siyum. So you say, Moedim alach nolach al shesamta chalkeinu miyoshe beis merish al samta chalkeinu miyoshe kronos. Ona meil vahem amelim. Ona meil mekab mischar vahem amelim vahem mekab mischar. What do you mean? Ona meil mekab mischar. I'm a Rebbe Yeshiva. I get paid. What do you say? We'll be talking $50 million. We were just talking before. How much? $150 million. Hey, my melem of loma kavlam schar. What do you think? The other people in the other profession don't get paid. Only the rabbis who learn, only the guys who learn in the kollel get paid money. The people who work for a living. What kind of a lashon is that? So the Chafetz Chaim says, What it means, Anu Amelam and Mekabna Schar, we get Schar for the Amo, even if it's all wrong. We get Schar for trying. If I have a guy, let's say I get a contractor to build a house for me, and he does a bad job, and everything collapses. I asked someone to print a safer, and he did everything wrong. All the pages are cut off upside down, everything is wrong. I don't pay him anything. I don't pay him anything. They did it. You don't even have to prorate it. You don't pay anything. You don't pay part.
Isn't it a chilat that if you learn Torah Shemek Sav, you don't know one word what you're saying, you read Chumash, Yodzen, Talmud Torah, but if you read Gemara, you don't understand one word that you're saying, that you're not just, because one is a Torah Shemek Sav, one is a Torah Shemek
Sav. Right, the Baal HaTanya writes like that, right. If you're reading the text of Torah Shemek Sav, so that's a kima mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Yeah, but the Maharami practice bring out another point that there's an addition to the mitzvah of Liman HaTorah, that if he doesn't understand Torah Shabbat, he doesn't have that mitzvah, but he still has the mitzvah of Amelus Batorah. Hisaskus Batorah. Lasik B'Divisar is another mitzvah. If the bracha would have been Lil Matorah, so then we would have said, if he's learning Torah Shabbat, he doesn't understand, there's no kima mitzvah at all. That's true, there's no kima mitzvah of Liman HaTorah. But there is this kima mitzvah of Amelus and Hisaskus and the Liman HaTorah.
What is the Gemara hold that by Talmud Torah you don't need to do a Maisa Mitzvah anyway, so therefore it doesn't matter? He's not going to argue by Mitzvah or anything. It's not going to argue.
It's a question. I don't know. It's I don't know.
Rabbi Kiva's Dervish, yes. So what happened to his Talmud?
Yeah, the Gemara says that Achabar Rabbi Kiva, the Limeid, and he said, no, all the Yasin are good, including Badas. Right. Yeah. That's the end of the story. That was a later generation. The Shimon HaMsari preceded Rabbi Akiva. So in the early generation, he was the Baal HaMacharish of the Shita that S is a Riboy. And then he backed out from the whole Shita because he found one pasuk that it didn't work out. So he told the Talmidim he's backing out. Then the Gemara says, and until later Rabbi Akiva came along, and he reinstituted all the drush. We usually do darshan S. We say that S is the drush. There is an interesting Gemara in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel that we learned a while ago. On the first parak in Erev, the Gemara says the Rab Meir was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Gemara has two versions there that he learned first by Rabbi Akiva, then by Rabbi Shmuel, first by Rabbi Shmuel, then Rabbi Akiva. Gemara says it's a historical issue. That's a historical problem. So the Gemara quotes a brisa there that also a question, either Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Shmuel, one of the two Tanaim asked him, one of them didn't ask him, how do you make a living? And the other one did ask him. It's a question, which one asked him? So he asked him, what do you do for a living? Zakta, he's a sefer. The Gemara says Rab Meir was a sefer. He knew the Homegillus Esther by heart. He was once in Asia, and he didn't have a Megillus, so he wrote the Homegillus from memory. So he was an expert sefer. Okay. So the Gemara says he's a sefer. That's what he does for a living. So that Rebbe told him, either Rabbi Kiri, Rabbi Shmuel, one of them told him, you should be careful, because what you do for a living is Malach HaShamayim, you're writing Sefer Torah, and you have to be careful not to put in any extra letters and not to miss any letters. If you'll put an extra letter in the Sefer Torah, take out a letter from the Sefer Torah, you'll be Machriv Es HaOlam. What kind of a Lashon, Machriv Es HaOlam? How are you destroying the world? So Rashi writes over there, Apshat, there's a pasuk in, where's the pasuk in Yecheskel, Hashem Alekim Emes. So if you leave out the letter Aleph and the word Emes, so it says Hashem Elokim, it's Chiruf V'Giduf. So that's what, or if it says Vaidab Elokim El Moshe Leimar. So if you add on a Vav, it'll say Vaidabru. So that's Apikursus. That's how Rashi writes. So the Marami Prah quotes Rashi. He's not satisfied with Rashi. How's that? Nimtzat Machriv is called Olam Kula. How are you Machriv the world? Nimtzat Chiruf V'Giduf, but it's not Machriv is called Olam. It's improper. So the Maharal thinks differently. He says, he develops a whole notion in Teferis Yisrael. He develops the whole idea that the Rabbanu Shalom created the world. The scientists say like this, there's a balance in the world. In the forest, there's a balance between the vegetation and the...
ecosystem.
Yeah. What do you call it?
Ecosystem.
Ecosystem. Ecological system. That everything is interconnected. That if you're going to, a lot of times you think that this is a problem, these bugs are obviously going to wipe out all those bugs, so the whole forest is going to collapse, the whole thing's English. Because those bugs are necessary to eat up these things that are necessary for that, necessary for that, and everything is interconnected. So he says in all of Teva, everything is interconnected, and if you're going to wipe out one area of Teva, You're going to be machriv the whole system. Sitaiknish. He says, that's the pshat in the Chazal. Nimtzat and machriv is called al kulay. All the dinim in the Torah are interconnected also. The Gemara has, there's a Tosefta in Sanhedrin that says, din, when the Rebbe is giving Yeshir and the Talmud has a kasha, so the Rebbe should answer the kasha? Okay. So let's say a Talmud asks a kasha, it turns out it had nothing to do with the topic that they were learning. The Talmud at this made a mistake. He starts, someone just called me on the phone as I was about to leave the house, as a child about Hakofas on Simchas Torah. So he lives in Oregon. I said, I'll call you back at 11 o'clock my time. Okay, plenty of time. He says, no rush, I can call next week also. Okay, yeah. So the Tosefta says, if a Talmud asks Hashayla, Shalai min ho'inyan, he has to apologize in public and say, Shalai min ho'inyan shalti. Then he quotes Reb Meir, that's how we passed in Shulchan Aruch. If the Talmud asks Shalai min ho'inyan, they're learning Bava Kamma, they're learning Erevin. So what is he asking on a different topic? He's wasting everybody's time. The other students are not interested in hearing that discussion. They're interested in hearing, unless it's Minyan Adiyayim, unless it's 30 days before the Yontif, so Shalom Adarshim, Ilchus Achag. 30 days before Yontif, that's always an acceptable question about the Ilchus Yontif. And Reb Meir says the Talmud never has to apologize because Kol Torah Kulo Inyan Echad. Everything is basically interconnected. Just like there's an ecological interdependence of everything in the Bria, so too there's a system that Kol Torah Kulo is interconnected. We agree with Reb Meir, Kol Torah Kulo Inyan Echad. We have a cloud that you can dana mamatzino midin echad lachaveira. You can learn from one din to the other because we assume that all the dinim of the Torah fit into one big pattern. The pasuk says regarding the kashe hamishkan, atzei shitim omdim. So we learn out from the krashim and the mishkan that when you hold the lulav in the esrog, you have to hold kederek kedilos. What's the connection? You derive from any one place. You derive the kol haTorah kulo. You learn out kolim. Whatever it says in one place, you have to try to see it. That's the whole klal. In the beginning of Bava Kamma, you have obvious and you have told us. So obvious nizikin are those that are explicit in the chumash. Rashi says the first Rashi in Bava Kamma. Whatever is explicit in Parshas Mishpatim is Avos Nizikin, and told us are those that are sufficiently similar that you can learn from the Avos to the told us. Told the same Kayetzman, the din is always the same. That's a Mamatzino.
Also Kiyapulai. Also Kiyapulai. Kiyapulai Mamchadova.
Yeah.
They go separately. You cannot connect one with the other.
I mean, you cannot learn bing dam la dam, bing din la din, bing neg la neg. Okay, one area to the other not, yeah. But within Menei Bay, within Nizikin, or within Issa de Heter, or within Tumah Vitari, you do learn that. Because all the dinim and Tumah Vitari fit into one system. So that's what the Marami Prag says. The Medrash has such a lashon that Shlomo HaMelech violated the din in the Chumash, Li'abra la'nashim lo'yasu as levavoy. So the Medrash has the lashon, the yud of Layabra Lanashim, Layas as well. But the yud came to complain to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, what's going to be? He's violating Layasar es Levavai. So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the Medrash has the lashon. Rebbeinu Shel Olam said, Shlomo HaMelech, good friend of mine, I like him very much, 1,000 Shlomos are going to die, and one yud is not going to be Nekaf in the Torah. And the Medrash has an expression, if all of the scientists in the world come, they want to change the color of a bird, they can't change it. That's also part of the ecological system. Everything is interconnected, interdependent, even the color of the wings of the bird. So too the yud of Leosos Levava, the yud came to Grand Rebbe Shlom, says you can have 1,000 Shlomo HaMelech, they can't be yoke one letter from the Torah. So the Maharami Prague explains, what do you mean the yud came to complain? Why doesn't it say the mitzvah came to complain? That Shlomo HaMelech violated this mitzvah. So he said, no. A lot of people violated a lot of mitzvahs. The world doesn't come to an end. You don't lose your position as a melech just because you violated an aver. You don't lose the malchus because you did an aver. Over here, Shlomo HaMelech was trying to distort what it says in the Torah. Not only that he violated the aver. If he would have violated it, people talk lashon hara. Okay, so you violate aver, but on the books the aver is still there. Shlomo HaMelech said that it's not correct what it says in the chumash. He says ani yarbe. I'm going to have more than the number of wives I'm allowed to have. And I'm going to show that it's not true, that it says in the Chumash, so the Yud came to complain. What do you mean? The Yud is in the future. The Melech is not allowed to take so many wives, even though right now he's very religious. Everything is fine because the Pasuk says in the future this is what's going to happen. So the Yud came to complain to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, this fellow, Shlomo HaMelech, He's saying what it says in the Torah is not true. So the Rabbanu Shalom said that's a disaster. He can't be Yoker a Yud from the Torah. He can't be Yoker anything from the Torah. Everything in the Torah is interconnected. Everything is interdependent. So he said that's why they used the Lashon. The Rameh was the cipher. And his Rebbe told him you have to be careful not to make an extra letter, not to be missing a letter, because you may be machribis kol olam kuloi, because just like kol haTorah kula is a description of Elokus, so to the whole Teva is also a description of Elokus. The Teva also represents whenever you have an artist makes a painting, or an artist makes a music or something like that, whatever he does, so he, the painting or the music, whatever he does, the book that he writes, novel that he writes, is always an expression of himself. Unless he's working in mathematics or in physics or chemistry, you know, they're just discovering the sciences. So that's whatever it was. But whenever someone in the field of art, so in the art, he's expressing his neshama. So that when Rabbanu Shalom created the world is all an expression of the Rabbanu Shalom's essence. So just like Kol haTorah kula, everything is interconnected. It's a whole, it's one whole system, and you can't be yoker one thing from the Torah. Everything is interconnected. So too in the Teva, everything is interconnected, because the Teva is also a description of Elokus. That's an interesting insight that the Marami Prague has, that's what the Gemara meant to say. He claims that that's the Pshat by Dabar Lekimis Kol HaDvarim Ho'ela Lemor in Parshas Yisro, as the introduction to Maimon HaSina, before the Rabbanu Shalom proclaims Anochi Hashem Elokecha, so the Lashon is by Dabar Lekimis Kol HaDvarim Ho'ela. Vasei says Kol HaDvarim Ho'ela. So there are different suggestions. The Gemara has in the first daf of Chagiga, Kol HaDvarim Ho'ela means Shitas B'Shamay, B'Silul, Eilu V'Eilu, Devil Kim Chaim. Kol means even the Shita that we don't accept Kol HaLacha. The different explanations the Gemara has on the word Kol. But one of the explanations that the Mechilta has on the Pasuk Kol is that initially HaKadosh Baruch Hu proclaimed all Aseres HaDibas B'Dibur Echad, and then later on he said them separately. Then after first pronouncing everything together, no one understood one word, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said separately, Anochi, Aliyah Lecha, one after the other. So what was the Chochmah? What was the Seichel in proclaiming all Aseres HaDibas B'Vasachas? If no one can make out one word, it's a mumbo-jumbo. So he says the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted to indicate that everything is interconnected, just like in Teva Ha'olam, everything is interconnected. So too in the Torah, everything is interconnected. Is Takala Locha like that?
The only things in the Torah were interconnected originally, isn't that so?
The Ramban has such a suggestion. Ramban in the Hakdamah to his Biur HaChumash writes that we have a tradition that Kol HaTorah Kula Shmoy Sov Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Ramban himself presents it in such a way that it said Beis Reish Aleph Shin Yud Tov Beis Reish Aleph Aleph Lamed Kuf Yud Memzon, all of that is with there, and you can break it up differently. The Baruch Shalom gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, so the breakdown was Bereish is Bora Lekim Es HaShemai Ves HaOrz. These are the words, but you could have had a different breakdown of the words, the same letters, could have spelled different words, and in which case it would have been Shmoyis of Shalach Kadosh Baruch. That's how the Ramban explains it. It's usually understood differently. Usually this tradition that the Ramban is quoting from the Zohar, the Kol HaTorah Kula Shmoyis of Shalach Kadosh Baruch, is usually understood differently. That if I say this is a table, and this is a pitcher, and this is a cup, and this is a tape recorder, when I say what the word is, what the name is, the Shem, so I'm giving a description. So we don't really know too much about the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how the philosophers from the Middle Ages wrote Aloshin, Ili Yidaitiv Hayisiv. If I would understand Elokus, I would be the Rabbanu Shalom himself. The only one who really understands Elokus is the Rabbanu Shalom. So in order to give us a glimpse of what Elokus is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. Kol HaTorah Kula Shmoyis of Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole Torah is a description of the essence of God. It's not an outright description. We would never understand one word. So the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us Derech Mashal. So all of the Tariq Mitzvah Satar and everything in the Torah is a Mashal of HaKadosh Baruch. We wouldn't understand the Mashal either. So Rabbi Chaim Volozhin says it's a Mashal of a Mashal of a Mashal of a Mashal. But basically it's a Mashal. So whatever we can understand, that's L'Sabbath Ha'ariz and Mashihi Yechad L'Shmaya. Human being can't really understand anything about Elokus. We wouldn't understand a Mashal either. So the Baruch Shalom had to give us a Mashal of a Mashal of a Mashal of a Mashal. So that's the Pasuk in Shmuel, that Kashayama HaMashal HaKadmoni Merishayin Yetzei Resha. So Rashi on Parshas Mishpatim quotes the Medrash, what's the Mashal HaKadmoni the Chumash? Shuhu Mashal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shuhu Kadmoni Shalaylam. So what do you mean it's Mishal Hashal HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's a Mashal authored by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Chofetz Chaim writes in his, one of his Svarim, yes, but it means more. It's a Mashal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like a photograph, Balazs, he says. Just like if I've never seen a person, but I've seen his photograph, so if I walk in the street, I'll be able to identify him based on his photograph. So too, we don't really understand Elikus, but we can get a glimpse into what Elikus is all about by learning the Torah. The Torah is a mashal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only a mashal authored by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mashal HaKadmani, mishal HaShal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, authored by the Rebbe Shlom, but it's a mashal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what people usually say over the Ramban like that. The Ramban himself doesn't say it like that. The Ramban takes it literally. Kol HaTarukul HaShmois of HaShal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Hafsokas, the breakdown of words, the way the Rebbe Shlom gave it at Har Sinai, that's Bereshis Barlikin. But if you would have made a different breakdown of letters, it would have all been a collection of Shemas. It's usually understood, this tradition that the Ramban is quoting from the Zohar, is usually understood the other way. They call it Tarkul, it's a description of Elikus, like the...
Yeah.
That's what the Bala Tanya writes on that Gemara. The Gemara says, one time it says in Sanhedrin, Perek Ben Sar, one time it says, there never was a Ben Sar and never will be, it's impossible, never going to happen. So why is it written, Drosh V'Kabel Schar? The other time it says, Ba'is HaManuga never was and never will be. One time it says, Zemini Dachas never was and never will be. So the Bala Tanya asks, what do you mean, Drosh V'Kabel Schar? There's so much to the rest of the Torah that can be. There's so much in Shulchan Aruch to keep us busy all day and all night for a whole lifetime, many lifetimes over. What do we need? An extra two prokim in Mishnayos about Tzaraas Batim, and an extra six blot Gemara about Ben Sar Amara, about the Irani Drachas is only three blot Gemara. What do you need all this for? What kind of drosh v'kabel schar? So the Bala Tanya says no, that the purpose of all the mitzvahs was to give us a portrait of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there are certain aspects of Elikus that are lacking unless you're going to have these three mitzvahs. So the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us a marshal of his essence, usually in Ruba Deruba of the cases, in the form of a mitzvah that will come up in real life. And part of the description of Elikus, part of the marshal, is in mitzvahs that will never come up according to these Tanoim. That's how the Bala Tanya interprets that Gemara. In the Igros HaKodesh, in the end of the Tanya, that's how he understands the Gemara.
According to the Rambam, he said that the letters...
So you'll learn base reish aleph, and that'll be a shem Hashem or something. And shin yud tof base will be a different word.
In other words, it wouldn't be the same thing what's written now.
The same letters, but stopping in different places, it'll turn out to be a collection of shemists.
So then what was the malachim's? What Moshe Rabbeinu said to the malachim and all that? They could have read it differently.
In the original, yeah. That's how the Mefarshim explained what was the Taina of the Malachim. What was the Havnin of the Malachim? So the answer is no, because the Torah made sense even not in the present form that we have it now. It's a collection of Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael. So what was the response of Moshe Rabbeinu? I'm not sure.
The universe is an expression of Hashem, so where does studying of the universe fit in? Is it the Torah studying?
The Medrash says that how did Avraham Avinu figure out on his own? How was he able to figure out on his own all of the mitzvahs of Torah? So the Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him kloyas yoatos, his kidneys. The Gemara, the Medrash assumes that we usually assume that all the ideas come from the brain. So the Medrash assumes that all the original ideas come from the kidneys. Whatever. So the Medrash says that he had insight. He could figure everything out on his own. So the Midrashim add on to that. The Midrashim say, before God created the world, He looked into the Torah, Stakel Berais, the Baras Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah. All the Midrashim say like that. That's not only the Zohar, Medrash Rabbah, Medrash Tanchumah, Kimat every medrash, the beginning of Bereshit, it says like Bereshit Bar Lakim, the Rabban Shalom looked into the Torah and then he created the world. So what does that mean? He looked into the Torah and then he created the world. So they quote Rav Baruch Ber used to say the name of Rav Chaim the following pshat. There's the Yeshivish pshat and then there's the classical pshat. The Yeshivish pshat, they say that we think that Rabban Shalom gave a din of Lois Sigzol and Lois Sirtzach because if everybody's going to steal, there's going to be the utter destruction of the world. Everyone's going to run off with everyone else's wife and they're going to murder everybody, so it'll be the destruction of mankind. So the Rabban Shalom gave a din Lois Sigzol and Lois Sirtzach to keep law and order. So the Baruch Ber said in the name Rav Chaim, no, it's the reverse. The Rabban Shalom created the world in such a way, not that he gave the Torah in order that there should be Kiyum HaOlam. God could have created a world where murder would have been the best thing, and where stealing would have been the best thing. But because the Rabban Shalom wanted to have the mitzvah of Lai Sirtzach and Lai Sinuf and Lai Signoi, so that's why he created the world in such a way that these mitzvahs should make sense. He created the world according to the way he wanted the mitzvahs to be. Could have just as well created a world where everything would have been fakir. So that's in the yeshivas, they say over this pshat from Rav Baruch Ber. In the Hakdamah to the Bicha Shmuel and Bav Metzia, they quote this in the name of Rav Baruch Ber. But the classical Mefarshim give a different pshat in the Kavanah of the Medrash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu istakol b'Torah baras olam. It means something else. It means the Torah is a description of Elokus, but the whole world is also the artistic accomplishment of the Rabban Shalom is a expression of Elokus. Everyone who paints any painting, anyone is an artist. He writes a book, he composes music, and is an expression of his or her neshama. They're expressing. So the Rabban Shalom also, when he created the world, it has Elokus all over the world. That's what it means. It's tackled just like the Torah is Mashallah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the world is also Mashallah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you study any painting, you'd be able to figure out what was in the mind of the artist, what kind of neshama did he have. So that's how Avraham Avinu was able to figure out all the mitzvahs. If you have the blueprint, if the Torah is the blueprint of the world, so if you look in a house, you can. The children at school are always given an assignment in elementary school to make a blueprint of the apartment where they live. How can they figure it out? Easy. Measure all the rooms and you figure out a blueprint. So the builder first made a blueprint and then he built the house. But if you have the house, you can measure it and figure out what the blueprint was. The Yerot out there. Baruch Shalom looked into the Torah. Then he created the world. What do you mean he looked into the Torah? Torah is Elokus. He created the world as an expression of Elokus also. So if you look into the world, you should be able to figure out what the Torah is. Yeah, but it's not so easy. It's not as easy as just measuring the rooms and the closets and making a blueprint. It's more complicated. So that's why you have Yechidei Sgula throughout the history of the world, like Avraham Avinu, that Yechidei Sgula are able to look into the world and figure out Elokus. Most people can't figure that out. That's what Rav Sadia Goyen wrote a Sefer Emunos V'Deos on Hashkofa. So he asked the Akasha there, why did God have to reveal himself that he really existed at Har Sinai? The Gemara says, Lamali Kros Varu. Whenever there's something that's simply logical, you can figure it out on your own, so you don't need a pasuk. The Gemara says, if that Migu, Peshosa, the Gemara has different things. If something is common sense, you don't need a pasuk. So, in fact, Akasha, he proved the existence of God. Rav Sadia proves the existence of God, and there's only one God, and God doesn't have a body. Everything the same as the Rambam. So all of this is so logical, it's all philosophical, clear-cut proofs. So why did God have to reveal himself? At Har Sinai, Lamali Kros Varu. So he gives a teretz that the Mekenzach Dingen. Logically, it's correct. But there's a mokum to a baldin to be an action and to argue. So that's why the Rebbe Shalom had to write in Mefurish. So that's the Bekav HaChemer. Sometimes there's something that you can figure out logically, but the Rebbe Shalom felt it's kedai to put a pasuk. Someone may have a kruma kop. All right, there's so many people don't believe in God. So they don't know the philosophy. They don't understand these logical proofs. So that's what he says. Truth of the matter, anyone who looks into the world will see that there's only one God and they'll figure out all the mitzvahs like Avraham Avinu. But that you have to have a lot of sensitivity to be able to figure that out. So that's usually what's assumed to be. We usually don't learn where Rav Baruch Ber said. What he said is an interesting comment. But that's not the classical pshat, the way the Rami Prague and many others, the way they usually say means that the whole Torah is Mashallah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a description of Elokus. And when he looked into the Torah and he created the world, it means also that Kol HaOlam Kula is a description of Elokus. The one who is very sensitive will be able to figure it out. Most people will not be able to figure it out. The Marsha has a comment on the Gemara Brachas on Daf Chaf Aleph. The Gemara says that when you eat the bread, you eat Kidei Sviv, Echalta V'Svata, V'Rachta V'Sashem Alekecha, one is obligated to recite Birchas HaMozen after he eats. And what about Birchas HaTorah? So the Gemara says, Birchas HaTorah Lefanecha is learned out from a Pasuk, and Birchas HaMozen Lachrecha is Min HaTorah. Yeah, first Gemara makes Chalbachayim, and then we assume it's only Midirabbanan. So let's say the bracha amoti lechman rats before you have bread, we assume it's only midirabbanan. It's not a real emes of kal v'chaimer. And if a person gets an aliyah, says the bracha shenasalam teres emes afterwards, b'chas atar lachreh is also only midirabbanan. We assume b'chas atar lefanecha is deraisa, and b'chas amosin liachreh is deraisa. So how does the Gemara learn out that you have to say b'chas atar lefanecha deraisa? Where is the pasuk? And Mishnah Berurah Paskins like this quotes the Shargasari Paskins like the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Bichas HaTorah Lefanecha is a real din d'oraisa, and if a person is Mesupik, but he said Bichas HaTorah not, you can't say Safik Brachas Lahakel, because this Brach is d'oraisa. Like Kiddush, a person is Mesupik. If he said Kiddush, he can't say Safik Brachas Lahakel. This Brach of Kiddush is d'oraisa, so you have to say it over Misafik. So what's the mocker that Bichas HaTorah is Lefanecha? So the Gemara learns it off in the Pasik, Kishem Hashem Ekro Havagoda Lalakeda. So the Marsha and the Chidush Agada asks on that Gemara. Rav Chaim Volozhiner quotes this Marsha and the Nefesh HaChaim also. He asks on the Gemara, from that pasuk, Yishem Hashem Ekro, of a God that Lol Kenu, the Mishnah Yuma says that when the Kangodol on Yom Kippur would pronounce the Shem Am Feirosh, so we say in the davening, V'kohanim v'ham ham d'mazor ha'yikorim v'mishtachim v'modim v'nofim v'apnev yamim v'ruch shem v'yam v'chusav v'yam v'vodim is based on that pasuk, Yishem Hashem Ekro. When I pronounce the Shem Amfarish, everyone should give praise to the Shem Hashem. How do they give praise? By kneeling on the floor in the Beis HaMikdash. Those in the Azorah kneel. They do Ishtachvoya. And then they scream at Baruch Shem Koy Machusa V'yarnavoy. So that we understand Kishem Hashem Ekra. When I pronounce the Shem Hashem, Havagodol Alakein. Some taina that when you hear someone say a brach and he says Baruch Atah Hashem, he says Baruch Hu Voshmai. That's also a din d'araisa. That's how the Torah Tmima quotes on. That's a din d'araisa based on Kishem Hashem Ekro, Hova Godel Lokenu. You should always say Baruch Hu Roshmai when you hear somebody say a brach. But how do you see from that pasuk when a person is learning Torah, he should recite the Birchas HaTorah? Kishem Hashem Ekro, you can learn, we're learning everything. We haven't come across a Shem Hashem in a long, long time. You learn Bava Kama, Bava Metzia Labasa, you don't find the Shem Hashem anywhere. Unless you're learning 35 lot a day, someone there's a Pasuk, someone there has Shem Hashem. How do you see from that Pasuk, Shem Hashem Ekra? So the Marsha says, no, Kala Tarakulash Marisa Vashal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever you're learning, even if you're learning everything, even if you're learning Bava Kama, whatever, everything is Shem Hashem. Everything is a description of Elokus, not the way the Ramban said. Ramban says that the Ramban took it literally, that the text of the Chumash is a collection of shemes if you'll make a different hafsoket, to make a different pisuk hatevos. It's not the way it's usually. The statement that he's quoting is from the Zohar, but the interpretation is his. So most usually don't say like that. They say that what it means is that the whole Torah b'chlalusa, from the beginning to the end, is a description of Elukus. This Marami Prag, this is interesting what he said, that if a person, just like the whole Teva Ha'olam, everything in Teva is ecologically interconnected, and if you'll be makriv one thing, you're being makriv the whole Teva. So he says the same is true regarding Torah. If you'll be makriv one thing, so everything is interconnected, it's a churban of kol Torah kula. If a person doesn't keep one mitzvah, it's not a churban of the rest. But if a person is misrepresenting one, a person is misinterpreting a mitzvah, so then it's the utter destruction of all of the mitzvahs. So the Marami Prag feels that there's a connection between the Teva and the Mitzvah HaTorah. That's what we assume. You see, a lot of people are bothered, all the philosophers were always bothered with the Kasha. You have a Tzadik Verala, Rosh HaVetovlo. You get the impression as if the God who gave us the Torah and the Mitzvahs, that's one God. And the one who created the world, as if it's not the same God. There's always a contradiction. You have tzaddikim who suffer in this world and rishonim who prosper in this world. So doesn't that pose a problem? If it's really true what we believe in, that there's one God, and he's a good God, and he knows everything that's happening. If there's more than one God, it's Farem for the Kasha. One God made the Teva Ha'olam, one God gave the Teva Mitzvahs. We believe there's one God. And God does know what's happening. If he does know what's happening, he's Kasha. If he's not a good God, he's a Kasha. But if we believe there's one God, he knows everything that's happening, and he does have the Koichoi. It's not that he no longer has any control. He does have control. So how can he allow so many Jews to be killed by the Nazis and by Stalin? Stalin killed more Jews than Hitler. How can he allow all these terrible things to happen? He allows people to die from sicknesses and so on, terrible tragedies. So this poses a problem. So we assume that somehow the day will come that all of these kashas will be farinfed. The Baruch Shalom says he can't explain it to us. We can't understand how they harmonize together. But we assume, that's how the Sifrei Drush say, we assume that basically Basara Mamoris Nivra Ha'olam, and the Baruch Shalom created the world, so there were 10 basic Mamorim, Yirakiya and so on, Yihior, the 10 basic Mamorim are the basis of all of Teva Ha'olam, and then we assume the Aseres Adibras, the basic mitzvahs of the Aseres Adibras, and everything else is just an expansion of the Aseres Adibras. And Lasi Lavoi, the Pasuk says, Miz Mashili Yom HaShabbos, Miz Mashili Lasi Lavoi, the Yom Shikul HaShabbos Tumnuch HaLachai HaLamah, so it says that we will be playing on a harp, Ali Asor, Ali Novel, Ali Higoyim, Bechina, what's an Asor? So Rashi writes on that Pasuk in Tillim, Asor is a harp that has 10 strings. What is that supposed to represent? So that's what the Chachmei Adrush say, that harp with the 10 strings represents the harmony that we will be able to understand that there's no contradiction between the 10 basic klolim of the Teva, ha'olam of the Bria, and the 10 basic klolim of the Aseres Adibas, which are the 10 basic klolim of the all the Tariq Mitzvahs. Everything was going to blend in one big harmony. It's really the same God who gave the Mitzvahs of Torah, created the world, and the whole Torah is a description of Elokus, and the whole world is also an expression of God's soul, so to speak. Every artist expresses his soul in anything that he does. So that's the idea that the Marami Prague is bringing out also, that these two are in harmony with each other. The Mitzvah Satur and the Teva Olam harmonize together. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos has an interesting, we just learned Perek Shishi on Shabbos. So the Mishnah has the Menchas Dvarm HaTorah Niknes, that one is kind of a Torah through 48 Kinyonim. You have to have 48 different things. So where does this Lashon come from, HaTorah Niknes, Mem, that an individual person has a Kinyon HaTorah? So this is based on the Drasha the Gemara has in the first Perek in Avodah Zarah, on the Pasuk in the beginning of Tehillim. It says, Ki Yim Yisaras Hashem Chetzo, V'Saras So Yehegeh Yomom V'Loyla. So the Pasuk Pshat, the Pasuk says the tzaddik is only interested in Teres Hashem. That's the Pashup Shah. So the Gemara says that's not Pshat. The Gemara says first it's called Teres Hashem, then it becomes Torah So of the Talmud Chacham. The person is kind of the Torah. It's called Torah So, his Torah. In fact, in Malachi, the last Navi was Malachi at the beginning of the Bai Sheni period. So he signs off, he says, that's how the Malbim points out, he knows that he was the last Navi. Baruch Hashem was angry at Bnei Yisrael because they didn't want to come on Aliyah there, it's Israel. So he only sent Chagai Chaim Malachi to authorize the building of the second Beis HaMikdash, and that's all. You can't build a Beis HaMikdash without authorization from the Nevi'im. So he sent these three Nevi'im, and that's it, and he's not going to send anymore. So the Navi Malachi was the last one. So he signs off, he says, Zichar Teres Moshe Abdi, he warns Bnei Yisrael, I'm going to, he didn't echo Shalech Lachem Eseli, I'm Novi Lefnei Bayam Hashem Agal Abandar. The next Novi is going to be Eliyahu Novi, the day before Mashiach. And in between me and Eliyahu Novi, ain't going to be no more Nevi'im. So you better listen to the Zichar Teres Moshe Abdi. The whole purpose of the Novi is to give Tochacha. So he signs off, he says, I'm going to be the last Novi. No one's going to be sent, no more Nevi'im are going to be sent to give it to Chacha. So you better learn what it says, Mechamish, you better abide by the mitzvahs of Torah. So he uses an expression, Zicha Teres Moshe Avdi. It's called Teres Moshe. That's why Lashon Teres Moshe, it's Teres Hashem. Teres Hashem, to me, Mamshah, why is it called Teres Moshe? Because Moshe Abbeinu was kind of the Torah. And the Gemara says, every time a Chacham can be kind of the Torah, not to the same extent as Moshe Abbeinu. Moshe Abbeinu was the Teres Moshe. The whole thing, the Gemara understands Teres, first it's Teres Hashem, and then the person can be kinder if he tries to acquire, if he makes a kinyan of Teres, then he can be kinder the Torah. So it's an interesting concept. The Gemara has a halacha based on that. That Rav Shemochel Akvoda Kvoda Mochel. So Mochel can be Mochel on his Kovod because it's Torah delay. Because he's the Balabas. It's his Torah. He's kind of the Torah. So it's an interesting expression. He has to make a kinyan on the Torah. What do you mean a kinyan? The Pasuk says it's a Yerusha, no? Pasuk says that... About Yerusha, you don't have to make any kinyanim. Even Balkarcha, you kind of the Yerusha. Even if you don't want it, you can be mafkirit. After you acquire it, you can be mafkirit, but you don't have to make any kinyanim. So what does the Mishnah say that that you have to make kinyanim? Menchaz dvar matara nikmas ben. And the Mishnah outright contradicts the Achareinim. Asks the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos, a different Mishnah, contradicts clearly the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Taratziv lal Moshe Marash, give the thanks to Yerusha. The Mishnah says you should be careful learning Havizar lo matara she'ena Yerusha lachem. It's Nishkin Yerusha. It's tachfakir from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says that it is a Yerusha. So this Fasemis says that Teretz, it's a Pasha to Teretz. The Yerusha is to the whole Klal Yisrael. Teretz Yehulat HaMashem Barosh Gilas Yankiv. The Klal Yisrael doesn't have to make a kinyan on the Torah. It belongs to the Klal Yisrael, the Yerusha. That's Yerusha's Meileha, Yerusha's Balkocha. But to a particular individual person, it's not going to be a Yerusha. So for that, he has to make a kinyan. So what is the kinyan for the Yochid? Yochid has to make a kinyan to be kind of the Torah. So that kinyan, that's where Rashi writes. That kinyan is with the Memchaz Dvam Shatar Niklas Ben. Basically, Rashi writes, Kimisoras Hashem Chefta, first it's Torah Hashem, then if he learns he's kind of, then he becomes his Torah. So Rashi sums it on one word, Amolashal Torah. If he works hard, that's the kinyan. Mishnah has Memchaz Dvarim, all 48. So Rashi says in one word, it's Amol. That's one of the 48. Is Amol. So Rashi says that's the main. The main kinyan is Amol Shalter. That's like the Maral said that not always is the person Mechaben Al Ha'emes. The Ikar thing is that he has to be Oisik Bater. The Hisaskus in the Torah is the Amol Shalter. The Maral Mipragan at the Feres Yisrael quotes a fascinating Medrash in the beginning of Bereshis. The Medrash says that the first starts off the Medrash. That there were three things that the Rebbe Shalom gave as a matana to the world. And then one time adds on another thing that comes out, there are nine things. So he discussed all the nine things. So one of the original three things that everybody agrees, all the Tanaim and all the Amoraim agree, is Vayitena Moshe Kechalosa the Dabrita Shnei Luchas Habris. The Torah was given the matana to Moshe Rabbeinu. What is that? The whole world was the matana. What is the Medrash single out the Torah? So the Maharal Prague interprets that when all the nine things in the Medrash, he has a whole Arichas on all nine, but the main purpose, it's in the Sefer Teretzos, and the main purpose of the whole essay is about the Liman HaTer. He says the Matana means something that B'derech HaTeva doesn't make sense. It doesn't fit in at all. B'derech HaTeva doesn't make sense that a human being should be able to understand the Likus, even with a Mashal of a Mashal of a Mashal of a Mashal. It doesn't make sense. True, the Torah is a Mashal HaKadmaini, the Mashal of a Mashal, etc. That doesn't make sense. We should be able to understand that either. So that's the Chiddush that the Medrash says based on Sikh. Ma'itein al-Moshe kechalos al-Dabar Itoi. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it to the Matana means it's L'mayla min HaTeva. That we can understand anything. Bet al-Lakus, this is all the Matana means L'mayla min HaTeva. You have a famous Gemara in Sochim and Dafnun. There are two girsas in the Gemara. One version is Le'olam Yasekara Matara Mitzvahs Afilah Shalol Lishma Shemitoch Shalol Lishma Bo Lishma, and the other girsa is Le'olam Yasekara Matara, leaving out the word the mitzvahs. The Rambam, I couldn't find a regular Rambam here. I'm sure there is one, so I took out this Rambam. The Rambam has the girsa Batara. It does not have a Torah mitzvahs, and the Rambam is Beferish, not Stam. And Perigimel and Hilchas Talmud Torah, the Rambam writes a very startling statement. Perigimel Halacha Hey. Ein tchilas dina shel adam el al divrei Torah. He quotes that Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Zayin. Tchilas dina shel adam ein onidan el al haTalmud. And limar haTorah, it means. Poita maim reishis mot. V'achar kach al shar maisa. And after they interrogate him about the learning that he did, then they're going to ask him about all the other activities that he did during his lifetime. L'fichach omru chachamim. The Rambam puts together two things that the Gemara never put together. We don't know exactly how the Rambam knows this. Leficha chomer chacham, because ein tchinas dilo shalolim. That's why the Chacham said, liyalu yapsa kodem atara bein lishma bein shalolishma. Mitoch shalol l'shma ba l'shma. If the Rambam's girsa would have been li'olam yasek on a matara ubi mitzvah shalol l'shma mitoch shalol l'shma ba l'shma, so it doesn't fit in. He says tchilas dina shalol adam is on liman atayra v'achar kach al shama isov, and therefore the chachamim wa mitzavas, you should place so much emphasis on learning even shalol l'shma mitoch shalol l'shma ba l'shma. So the Eglei Tal writes in the Hagdama to the Sefer, the Rambam obviously had the girsa only li'olam yasek on a matara, not matara ubi mitzvah shalol l'shma. So he has a famous comment in the Hagdama. The Eglei Tal is all on Hilchos Shabbos. So he has a Hagdama and he has a Psicha. So the Psicha is on Hilchos Shabbos. The Hagdama is on Kol HaTorah Kula. So in the Hagdama to the Eglei Tal, he asks a questionable kasha. He asks a kasha that's questionable. So he asked Akasha, how can the Gemara say, there is a machlokes in the Gemara, where the mitzvah is tzichas kavana. Mitzvah is ain't tzichas kavana. So how can the Gemara say a person should do mitzvahs, shalol l'shma, mishapach, shalol l'shma, bo l'shma, but if he's going to do the mitzvah, shalol l'shma, peltach in kavana. It's a question if it's Akasha. I remember once Rav Soloveitchik, who enjoyed the Sefer Eglei Tal, so he was once saying in Shir, this kasha, and he didn't say the Eglei Tal. He says no one ever asked this kasha because it's not correct. He said the kasha is based on a misunderstanding. Lishma means what motivates me to do this. Mitzvah sichas kavana means do I know that I'm doing a mitzvah? Let's say a person is really lazy. He would really rather sleep in the morning and go to work at 9 o'clock. But he wants the kavod. He wants the daven fanom. But everybody should appreciate the Rosh Chodesh. He's going to sing hallel. So he puts on the talis and tefillin. He knows that God commanded us to put on talis and to daven and to say Krishna. He's lazy though. He would rather sleep an extra hour in bed. But for the kavod, what people wouldn't do for kavod, he's going to go daven. So he does it shalol l'shma. What motivates him to do all the mitzvahs shalol l'shma? He learns the daf yomi shalol l'shma. But he knows that it's a mitzvah to learn Torah. He understands what it says in the daf yomi. So he's doing it shalol l'shma. What motivated him was shalol l'shma. But he has mitzvah sichas kavana. It's a nishkan stira. He has kavana a lot. So he's even though shalol l'shma, it's a nishkan stira. But somehow the Eglei Tal presented it as if this is a contradiction. How can you say you're doing the mitzvah shalol l'shma? Isn't it lacking in the mitzvah sichas kavana? It's a funny kasha. So the Eglei Tal says the kasha ashvacha kasha, but the teretz is interesting. So he says we have a klal. The klal that mitzvah tzichas kavana, he quotes a ran in Rosh Hashanah. If you hold like that opinion in Tanoim and Amraim, that mitzvah tzichas kavana, if you do a mitzvah shalot the kavana, you're not yaitze according to that opinion, because it's considered as if it's misasik. That's how it would appear in the Gemara. So that's why the ran says, what if the mitzvah that you're performing has hanoah? Let's say the person eats matzah lel pesach, so he gets hanoah from eating the matzah. So the din is that misasik b'chalov ma'arayis chayv shekein nehenah. The Gemara says when a person violates gili arayis, so he violates macholos asuris, he can't say that misasik, he doesn't have to bring a korban chatos because the avera doesn't relate to him. No, shekein nehenah. He got enough from this maisa. So the maisa does relate to him. So the Eglei Tal says the same is true over here. Even if you hold the mitzvah, tzrichas kavana, but in liman atorah, you certainly would say that shekein nehenah. That when a person learns, he's supposed to be getting hanoah. And the fact that he gets enough from the learning, that's mitzarv the learning to him. He can't say that misasik is not farechem, there's a mitzvah and liman hater. So he says that a lot of people make a mistake, they think that you're not allowed to get enough from learning. If you get enough from learning, it takes away from the schar. So he says just the reverse, on the contrary. That shows that you're really fulfilling the mitzvah. That's the Hagdama to the Eglei Tal. So he says, you see from the Rambam that his girsa in the Gemara was only liyasukot ha'Torah. He says a mitzvah the Rama wouldn't say. He thinks because a mitzvah you're going to do shalol l'shma, so it's lacking mitzvah sichas kavana. So you're lacking the kavana. So he thought that there's a contradiction over here. But in liman haTorah, the Rama apparently thinks she came to Anna since he's supposed to get on us. So people do get pleasure from learning Torah. So there, you can't say that shalol l'shma should pose a problem. Yeah. Rabbi Gifter pointed out that Moshe Yehuda Blau, there was a mirror who sat in America and he kept on putting out Kisvei Yad. He put around 25 Kisvei Yad. Svarim Avrishayim, most of them are not that significant. Here and there, every 100 pages, there's one or two lines that's very important. So one of the lines that's important is he put out Rabbeinu Shlomo ben Aharon Yevamos, which no one is so excited about. So he has in one line there this whole word from the Eglei Tav. How important it is that a person should get pleasure from learning Torah, and that enhances the Liman HaTorah. Not that it detracts from the Liman HaTorah, because getting Hanoah, it's Shalosh Shema. No, that enhances the Liman HaTorah. Shows that the Torah is on a higher level. If he understands it so well that he gets pleasure, that means that the Torah is on a higher level. The Hazal have another comment in the Midrash on the Pasuk in the beginning, at the introductory Pasuk to the Aseres Adibris in Yisrael. It says, Vaidabal Kimas Kol Advarim Ho'ela Lemar. So there are different interpretations in Kol. So one Mechilta said, Kol Mizar Kadosh Baruch Hu proclaimed all Aseres Adibris B'Neshima Achas, and then he said them out, each one separately. And then the Gemara in the beginning of Chagiga and Daf Gimel Amid Beis says, Kol Advarim Ho'ela means Shikas B'Sham Advisil, and tells us, Eilu B'Eilu Dibri Kimchad. Kol Advarim, all the logical possibilities, all the different shitas, is all Dibri L'Kimchai. And then, there's another medrash that the Netziv has a whole arichas on, in Hagdama to his commentary on the Shultas. Hagdama is really Hagdama to Torah Shebal Peh, not just to the Hagdama to the Shultas. So he quotes this medrash, very beautiful medrash, by Dabla Kimas, Kol Advarim, Kol is a ribu. So what is it, Marba? So he says, it's Marba that Lossi Lova, if you'll have a Novi, will come and tell a new nevuah that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say. Every nevuah that the Nevi'im will say in the future, and any chiddush in halacha that the Talmud Vasik gosid l'chadish, is all included in what was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Kol ha'dvarim ha'ela is marve, everything was included in the Maamar HaSinah. So this is a very beautiful idea. Called Mal she Talmud Vasik gosid l'chadish ne'emol ala Moshe Misinah, many midrashim. Abchai Van Lozhen quotes many midrashim where that concept appears. That's in the Hagdama to the Ktzoy Sacheshin. He talks about that. He has a hisnatzlus. He says, who gives me the right to write my chidushim on Choshim Mishpat? Who says that I'm a Talmud Vasik? If a person is an Elach, a Talmud Vasik, so that's included in Matan Torah. Kol Advarim, Kol Masha Talmud Vasik, Gosel Chadish. Who says that I'm a Talmud Vasik? Who gives me permission to say any chidush Torah at all? Okay. So he cooks up some explanation. How does he know that he has a right to say? But this is really an interesting principle. I'll just close with this. The Chafetz Chaim has in one of his svarim, he has a lot of svarim on a lot of things. Not only that people don't like to read the Chafetz Chaim because it's all about Lashon Hara. It's not true. He has other svarim about other topics, not on the topic of Lashon Hara. So he has one of his essays in the Sefer Chaimis Hadas, talking about the Jews going to America to make a parnasa. There's no Shabbos, no kashrus, there's nothing. So he complained, you have to be stark and maintain chinuch habanim and so on. So he develops the following idea. He says, whatever the Ribbono Shel Olam created in Sheishis Mei Bereishis with Maimer Piv, Basar Mamas Nivra Ha'olam, so that's healthier and better than any of the Toldos. So he gives a few mashalim. He says that Rashi in the beginning of Bereishis writes, "Vayelokim es hatanidim hagdolim." So the Ribbono Shel Olam created big fish, and then he took the nekeva of the levyasan and he shechted it, and he put it away in the freezer. Malchol tzadikim lasilol. He put it in the freezer. They're going to serve it to the tzadikim. As Mashiach that come into machma vet memachana suda, and they're going to serve the levyasan. The fact that the levyasan from the freezer that's 6,000 years old catch a new fish, it'll be tastier. So he says, no, you see, Chazal understood the original Livyasin, the original fish that was created by Maimer Piv, is tastier, healthier, whatever, more ruchni, whatever it is, it's to be preferred over all of the toldos that are going to come later. Then the Chazal say in brachas on Daf Lamed Daled on the base. What's going to be Lasi Lovai? What is going to be by the Suda for the Tzaddikim? Going to be Yayin Hamashuma. Lost met and trinken as Mashiach had come and the Yayin Hamashuma banal Mesheshis Mebreshit. Baruch Shalom created grapes and Sheshis Mebreshit, B'mayim Apiv, and then he put those grapes in the freezer and Lossi Love is going to squeeze it out, he's going to make wine. Let him get fresh grapes. What does he need the grapes from 6,000 years ago? So you see the Chazal on the stoods of the Chofetz Chaim, the original grapes that were created B'mayim Apiv Shalom Kodesh Baruch Hu is the best. That's the best. So that's going to make the best wine better than the fresh grapes from 6,000 years later. Then there's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Avodah Zarah that Adam Rishon brought a carbon. Doesn't say in Chumash. Doesn't say the Ferish in Chumash. It says that Kayin and Hevel brought carbonis, Noach brought carbon. Doesn't say Adam Rishon. The Pasuk says, until the seat of Hashem is shor por. So the Gemara says that Adam Rishon brought a carbon, the shor that was a por on the day that it was born. That whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in Sheishis Mei Bereishis He created b'tzivyonim nivru. He created a shore that was fully grown, a mature shore. So that shore gave birth to Vladis and Vladi Vladis. Adam Rishon brought as a carbon the original shore. What did he bring the original shore? He could have brought one of the later shvams. So the din is at the chavetz chaim you need mimitchan nidrechem. When you bring a carbon, you have to bring from the choice mufchar shebe behemus. So the mufchar was the original one that was created in the sheishes mei pereishes the maima pib shalakadosh boch. So what's going to be about limud haTorah? So one can think perhaps that only what HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu, word for word and letter for letter, that's the Mufchar. That was Maimah Pib Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Totally, David HaMelech says, Until totally Taras Picha. And the Alfie Zavach says, What's Taras Picha? What's Taras Picha? The words that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu. What about Kol Masha Talmud Vasek Asid Lachadosh? Dick Tzoysis has a Shtikl Torah. And he says in HaKadomah, he thinks he may be a Talmud Vasek. So that's only Dick Tzoysis Chidid, but that's not direct dictation, word for word. That's not my Mepiv Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So one might think that the Chumash is more important than all the Chidushim, Kol Masha Talmud Vasek Asid Lachadosh in the future. So the Chavetz Chaim quotes, no. The Gemara says in a few places, he quotes one Gemara is in Gittin Davah. We learned Gittin one. One Gittin says there was a discussion in the days of the Amoraim, what happened by the Maisa with Pilegis Begiva. So one, Rabbi Yenison said one way, Rabbi Yossi said another way, and then Rabbi Yossi used to have Gili Eliyahu. Eliyahu Navi came and he asked, what is the Rabbanu Shalom? Rabbi Yosef asked Eliyahu, what is the Rabbanu Shalom doing now? He says, he's learning Torah. What is he learning? He's learning Pelegish Begiva. Wow! What does he say? Rabbanu Shalom says, my Rabbi Yosef b'ni, the Amar Rabbi Yosef says like this, and Rabbi Yenison says like that. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? The Rabbanu Shalom is not sure what happened. So the Gemara says, no, they're both right. They were both guessing what prompted him to get angry at his wife. So the Gemara says, they were both right. So he quotes that Gemara, he quotes another Gemara, he quotes a few Gemaras like that. Whatever a Talmud Vasik is, if it's an intelligent insight that a Talmud comes up with in the future, it becomes Maimar Pib Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's also Teres Picha. The Rabbanu Shalom says it over also. He says it over in our name. Rabbanu Shalom says it over in the name of the Ktzai Sechash. So we shouldn't think that it's only Teres Picha is the original Divrei Elikim Chayim that the Rabbanu Shalom dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu word for word, letter for letter. And the rest is told us and told they told us, like the later grapes that are vladi vladis of the original grapes, or the later fish which are vladi vladis of the original levyasin. No, all the chidusha Torah are included by double kimas kol advarim lema. Everything is Torah spicha. Everything has the same level of chashivas. Adarabba, the first Mishnah in Gittin starts off with the din that you need lishma. So the Gemara says, why don't you start from Mishnah daf pehei? When we learn Gittin, Mishnah pehei is gufa shall get. You don't get. You have to spend 84 block Gemara till you get to Daf Pehei and tells you how to write again. Mishnah starts off with the Dinder Rabbanu. So the Gemara says, that's right. The Mishnah wants to put the first din is about Lishma because that's not for Furish in the Chumash. The Tanoim figured it out by reading in between the lines of the Chumash. So that's Chavivalei, other Rabbah. That's Mivcha Nidrechem. That's Mina Mivcha. Everything is included in Torah Spich. Right. The Torah is quite a hashivas.
Wonderful.
So you're not going for still, for sure was.
So I need a first lineman.
I need also a first lineman. We all need.
I think the word you're looking for is ecosystem.
That's what I said.
Ecosystem.
That's what I said.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Started the chef's mindset,
Yeah.